Sybil, playa, our girl, April Ryan, has a new book, The Presidency in Black and White, My Up-Close View of Three Presidents and Race in America. April Ryan.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations,
Thank
April.
You. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's been, Tom, you know, it's been a long time. I've been writing this book for a long time. I interviewed you about three times.
So how many years have you been working in the White House, in the White House press room?
January 13th, it's 18 years.
18 wow. years. And how yes. many black people are in the room with you?
It depends on the day.
On average, you attend.
On an average, how many black people have a seat in the press room like you do?
If they have a designated seat, mm-hmm. Well, I definitely am one person who is in my seat, but other networks a lot of times rotate, or other news agencies rotate their people. But there are about three or four other people who have designated seats, but they rotate a lot of times.
Why aren't there more black reporters?
That's a good question, and that's a good question to be posed to the bureau chiefs of their news organizations. And that room does not reflect America at all.
Does your news organization have to pay for that seat?
We have to pay for our space. We have to, anytime we fly, as you know, on Air Force One, travel with the president, we have to pay for this. Taxpayer dollars do not pay for this.
And how much does your organization have to pay?
I really don't know, but like if we travel with the president, on a first-class seat, if we travel with the president, it's considered a first-class seat, and you're paying first-class rates. But we've been paying for years, so, I mean, I don't deal with the coins, but I know about it, but they don't get into that minutia with me.
18 years, and you covered the president since then over this, and so how did you decide, at what point did you decide you were going to write this book and talk about the thing that we're still saying in a post-racial America, about three presidents and race in America?
First of all, to come from where I come from, humble beginnings, you know, mother, father, middle-class America, one blue-collar, one white-collar. And my mother was very, my mother and father were both, my father really, he was really a stickler for news. He would always sit down and watch Walter Cronkite. And I would say, Daddy, why are you watching the news so much? He said, I wanted to know when the world comes to an end. I'm like, oh, my God. And that was my entree into news. So, and my mother was, yeah, Jay, I know you like that one. So anyway, my mother.
You know, when the world comes to an end, the news is not going to come on. Okay.
Exactly. So my mother was, I guess, ahead of her time. She was very into a lot of politics and just different things, and pushing people forward. And she believed in success and striving for the top. So they always promoted me to do things. And then when I got to the White House, a good friend told me, he said, you cannot sit at the seat of power and not journal and write a book. So I started writing, journaling. Mm-hmm. And those stories, those journals wound up being this piece, this book. It's a labor of love. It was kind of spiritual. So, mm-hmm. and when you deal with race, you think of the least of these. So mm-hmm. it was a very spiritual journey for me.
It is really good, April. And not only your conversations with the presidents and other people who have been there. And such
on
as
the
Tom,
record conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Such as Tom Joyner, you know, indicated in the book, but also wonderful pictures chronicling your times in the
I
White
love
House.
The picture of you in the Oval Office with your sneakers on.
I was pregnant. I could not fit my feet in any shoes anymore. So that was my last day before I had my baby, because they were like, you need to stay home. I was so swollen. Tom, I was swole. It was bad.
But you were keeping it real.
You're keeping it real. Hey, April, you remember your first day going to the White House? Your very first
yes.
day?
Yes, I remember. I couldn't believe it. I had tears in my eyes, and it was just amazing to come to this place where so much history, Dr. King fought for us in that building, to see those gates, to see this building, this over 200-year-old building that I'm going to come into, not knowing that eventually three presidents will call me by name, and the impact on issues that I would have, because a lot of times when we question these presidents, it change, it can change policy. Mm-hmm. So it has been amazing. And when I went there that first day, I just couldn't believe it. And seriously, Jay, as I walk into the doors every day, still, I just thank God, because it's amazing to be there, to walk in that place every day.
But thank you for including me
in
the book and my bucket list. And when you interviewed me about a year ago, I had no idea that President Obama was going to try to have free community college, and that's
right. And you talk
wanted,
about that.
I wanted
your
free
list.
HBCU, but he gave me free
I know, but we're working. They're working on it, Tom.